This is what you say in English, Minicast 1.
Los Angeles has an exhaustive array of things to do, and if you're a film buff, Vintage Hollywood is a must-see.
But she did bring her iron, and my father was a big opera buff, and he had his opera glasses, like binoculars.
What you're looking at here is for, raise your hand if you would classify yourself as a photography buff. All right, I'm touched to see so many kindred souls here.
Hi, everyone, and as I promised, I'm bringing you a new series of minicasts. Just a few minutes with an English expression that will be very useful in your exam preparation and your everyday life. Today's word is the noun buff, B-U-F-F. According to the Cambridge Dictionary, as a noun, buff means a person who knows a lot about and is very interested in a particular subject. The three examples that you heard in the beginning were film buff, opera buff, and photography buff. And, as you could have guessed, a film buff is a person who is very interested and knows a lot about films. An opera buff is the same thing but for opera, and a photography buff is someone who knows a lot about photography, or likes taking pictures. The important thing here is that the person must have knowledge about that particular activity. So if you like literature, for example, you can consider yourself a literary buff. Does that mean that this is the only meaning of buff? Not really. Buff also refers to the pale, yellowish-brown color, very similar to khaki. As an adjective, it's related to healthy. And if a man is buff, he has a body that is in a good shape and looks as if he has done a lot of exercise. You could say, for example, that John Cena, the actor and former WWE wrestler, looks extremely buff. Also, as a verb, it means to rub an object made of metal, wood, or leather in order to make it shine, using a soft, dry cloth. So from now on, you can say that you're buffing your shoes. Now, when it comes to the exam, you could probably use the word buff if you consider yourself buff in any particular area in part one of the speaking test. If the examiner asks you to describe yourself or any other person in your family or friends, you can say that they're buffs in something in particular. For example, if you get the question, do you like going to the cinema? You could probably answer, I'm a film buff. And then you explain why you like watching films or going to the cinema. So remember, from now on, you can describe yourself as any type of buff. You see, it's not really that difficult. And this is all for today's minicast. Thank you very much, and until next week. Bye-bye.